which brings us up to item 5, and specifically 5A, which is to consider and take possible action to approve the proposed Cesera CEO employment agreement and authorize the board chairperson to execute. Madam General Counsel, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll briefly summarize this item for the board's benefit. The provisions of the County Employees Retirement Law of 1937 do authorize the Board of Retirement to appoint a chief executive officer. And after a thorough search with the assistance of the recruiting firm CPSHR, the board selected Christina Dunn for the chief executive officer position. Enclosed in this agenda item for the board's consideration is a proposed CEO employment agreement. And that agreement sets forth the salary, terms, and conditions of employment for the Cesera CEO. It provides additional benefits applicable to the CEO are set forth in the unrepresented employees resolution duly adopted by the Board of Retirement. And that resolution may be amended from time to time by the board. I wanted to make one procedural note, and that is that the Brown Act requires that the board make an oral report prior to taking final action on the compensation and benefits of the CEO. And I'll go ahead and make that report right now, and that is that the salary that is included in the proposed CEO employment agreement is an annual salary of $300,000. That concludes that required report. And our recommendation is for the board to review, consider, and approve the enclosed proposed employment agreement for Chief Executive Officer with Christina Dunn and authorize the board chairperson to execute the agreement on behalf of the Board of Retirement, and also to consider approval of the enclosed updated unrepresented employees resolution 2024-2, which contains the updated CEO salary and benefits. And with that, I'll turn it back to Scott.
All right, thank you, Karen. Just a clarifying question, I'm assuming that items 5A and 5B should be taken up separately?
By separate motion? They can be taken together or separately.
Okay. So, all right. All right, well, let me make a few comments here on this item and the recommendation of 5A. As I think everyone here knows, the board convened an ad hoc committee, which consisted of Dr. McDonald, Jerry Holcomb, Donnie Finley, and myself to undertake work in connection with our recruiting firm, CPS, to seek out CEO candidates to do a robust recruitment in order to get the best possible choice for the board to make. The work of the committee is now done, and this agreement reflects the recommendation. A quick bit on this. We had 43 well-qualified applicants from across the United States for this position. We were very pleased with the outreach and the recruitment that we had, and we felt we had a very high-quality group from which to select, including our acting CEO sitting next to me. The recruiting process screened out through a series of reviews, reference checks, contacts with the applicants, screened down to a final six. So we had a very, very high caliber group in our top six. And of those six, one of the applicants during the pendency of the ad hoc committee's review actually took a position in another several system as CEO. So that'll give you a sense of what the applicant group looked like. The ad hoc committee did interview each of the top five applicants, and I think I can summarize on behalf of the committee that we felt that after the full interviews and the full discussion amongst us that we clearly had separate tiers of candidates, and at the top of the tier was Christina Dunn, clearly stood out from the others and made our selection unanimous. And I'm not going to say it was easy to make. It was driven to that because of Christina's quality relative to the others. We had a clear line of demarcation. And as I say, we established, I think, at Donnie's suggestion, we called them tiers, and we clearly had Christina in the top tier and the sole occupant of that tier. So that is the recommendation of the ad hoc committee to approve this employment agreement. Any thoughts or comments from board members? Ad hoc committee members are welcome. All right. Hearing none. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is the motion to approve both items, 5A and B?
Yes.
All right. So the motion is for 5A. Seconder agrees?
Yes.
Great. All right. Any discussion or questions on the motion? Seeing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabatarev.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirzwa.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
That motion carries 9-0. Please join me in welcoming the new CEO, Christina Dunn. All right, time to get to work now.
Can I say a couple things?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course,
okay.
You can say.
I just wanted to thank everyone, really to thank you for the confidence and trust that you have given me. I'm going to really do my best at this position, like I do with everything, and I'm looking forward to continuing to support Sisera members, the employers, and work aside the amazing staff here at Sisera. So I just really wanted to thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Christina. It's going to be a journey. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. We have lots to do, actually. We have lots on our list. So we've already hit the ground running. I think really one of the benefits of how this transpired and in the manner it did is that we've had a chance for you to be acting CEO, and we've had no transition issues, no drop-off in current tasks, not the least of which is our pension administration system, as we all know. So it's really been an ideal scenario from that standpoint, and I think it gave both parties an opportunity to see how it worked. So I know it's an old phrase, but it's a win-win, but it really is. So with that, anything further? All right, we'll move on.